John chapter 1, verse 39. And Jesus said to them, "Come and see. Come and see." Today, Jesus is personally inviting you, drawing you to be with him, to see his love at work in you, for you, through you. Being with Jesus is not a result of our satisfying four spiritual laws or taking four steps of conversion. It's the Spirit given eyes of faith, focusing on who he is and what Jesus has done for you. Have you noticed, as you're reading in the Gospels, this repeating refrain, whether Jesus was teaching or acting, what do we read? The people marveled at Jesus. The crowds marveled at Jesus. He marveled at Jesus. Do we? In our text, Jesus gives that invitation, "Come and see," to John and Andrew. And John so marveled at it that 70 years later, he can tell us what time of day it was when Jesus first brought him that invitation. 10 o'clock. Their preceding question, "Where are you staying?" was a request for a private discussion to learn more about Jesus' teachings. And their time stopped. John not only remembered what time of day it was when Jesus first invited him, he also remembered that they spent the whole day there, enthralled listening to Jesus. Come and see. That's the invitation that Jesus is offering to you today, each day. "Come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest for your souls." Jesus draws us, as he did Andrew and John, to himself. Now, technologically, is there a problem up there? Technologically, our TV and video games might seem more exciting. You know, sitting in our room, we can watch graphics and displays and video footage of anything from the Arctic Tern to the zenith of capitalism. But what is this compared to Jesus? And in entertainment, there's constant offerings of new, exciting action. And so drawing near to Jesus can easily get left behind. And yet neither the technology nor the entertainment of the world can offer you what Jesus is inviting you to share: the love of God. The love that draws you to himself. Without one meriting cause in us, he poured out his blood to wash you clean from your sins. He covered you with his own perfect obedience, that you might be the righteous sisters and brothers of Jesus. Neither the technology nor the entertainment of the world can offer the hope that Jesus is offering you. It's only in Jesus that life is not merely a biological crawl from womb to tomb. Video games and athletic contests, a vain pursuit for pleasure while you still can. He gives the hope of a life that never ends. The hope of a life that is perfect bliss, lived with him in the glory of heaven. Neither the technology nor the entertainment of the world can offer the lasting joy that Jesus offers you. the lasting joy of the life He models for us, a life lived in harmony with our Father and in the security of His hands holding us. Too easily, we are overwhelmed with the rush of time, become complacent with the passing of time. But behold, the wonder of time stopping. In Jesus' invitation, come and see Jesus. We may be afraid that, you know, I just can't share that invitation. I can't go to India or Nigeria. I don't know how to talk to other people. But every one of us has natural friendships, associations, where we do share things. Andrew, in our text, didn't need a degree in evangelism training before he shared the news. He was a simple fisherman, sharing the wonder of the grace that he had just experienced. He couldn't wait to tell his brother, to tell his family, to tell his friends, come and see, we have found the Messiah. Each one reached one, and the kingdom of God was coming to men. And you can carry it on. 90% of adult conversions occur through someone who is close to the individual. And still, it's so easy for us to be afraid, isn't it? I don't have sufficient knowledge. They're not going to listen to me. I don't know how to answer the arguments. But you know, you don't need to answer every argument. You're never going to argue anyone into faith anyway. Immediately following our text, Philip didn't even try and answer the arguments. He simply gave the invitation to Nathanael. Come and see. We've found the Messiah, the Lord's solution to all the problems of sin. So invite your friends and relatives and realize that in that simple invitation, you're carrying on the work that bears eternal rewards. Yes, it's easy for us also to get discouraged when so many, like Nathanael, respond with a sneer about Jesus and His work. But what did Jesus do? In grace, Jesus forgave that sneer and reached out with the rays of the glory of His grace. And isn't that a reminder of the grace that we've received? There, but for the grace of God, go I. And so share the grace that you've been given. Come and see. We've found the Messiah. Though it be only one from the village or two from the city that listen, that's the work that bears eternal rewards. Come and see Jesus. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen. We'll conclude with hymn 769, stanzas 1 and 3.